Good. Hello, I'm Bud Good, and welcome to 5 hours of Over the Edge. Yes, we're going till 5 a.m. with Stretch Pay version of the Chopping Channel, with Wobbly, the Jet Black Hair People, Velma, Dr. Harold Camping, Dave Emery, and special guest Chopper and CEO of Canada Dry, the Weatherman. Now stay tuned, because we've got music for sale tonight. All music you hear on the Chopping Channel is the real thing. No imitation music. All the notes we have are real notes taken from the real world of music. Of course, busy consumers barely have time to listen to music today. It's just too long. And now that the crime rate is down, we'd all rather be down at some warehouse or in the mall shopping. Well, here at the Chopping Channel, we understand the pressures of modern living. And we've geared our musical product to the modern life you're living. Our music is uniquely packaged to let you listen to as much or as little as you like at your convenience, not the musicians. We're going to start sampling our vast array of combined music in just a moment, but don't let it go by. This may be your last chance to reserve some of this music for yourself. U-Flex timber ripping, cut to order and now slashed by the bar or by the stanza. Buy only what you need. All our music is in strip, segmentally indexed and compressed to your specifications. All available as it happens. All tunes, all words, or combination packets for home or trailer. Available now, as you hear it. Our first lot is item 1077601A, and it's as fresh as your last fart. Brand new music actually happening as you hear it. All available by the inch, by the foot, by the yard. Or try the dump bucket special this hour. By the pound, or God Almighty, by the ton. No consumer will be turned away. Our music never ends. Quantities are unlimited, and cut quality is assured. So don't let this go by. Every cut is a great cut at the Chopping Channel.
Well-rounded. See, it's not going to wear a hole if you wear dress pants in your pocket.
Recorded it on a computer's built-in microphone. there will never be an item that is stupid as this.
$28. Ideal size. Actually has an acid etching on the blade. Grade A mint condition. We've got a black executive lock blade that's very popular. Actually, it's got a very long sleek. Look at that sleek blade. Oh.
Actually, you cannot forget what has happened here. Negative money.
Ground comes to a nice point on it. It's a locking mechanism built into it. Will not shut until you...
Let's show the next one.
Depress the safety lock on the back of the knife, and I can open it with one hand.
I am so darn sure of the price of this deal. I am so darn sure of the value of this deal. This is the stupidest item I've ever presented.
The musicians posted it to commercially supported site mp3.com, which works a little differently than PlayJay. Instead of an ad that shows up whenever you play a downloaded song, users are exposed to ads whenever they visit the site.
Magazines. supplements, billboards too.
Once again, you're looking at one of the largest tactical folders or utility folders that we currently manufacture. It's conformed to fit your hand absolutely perfectly. Has a pocket clip on it, a utility clip that's built into the back of it.
I am so darn sure of the value in this deal. This is the stupidest item I've ever presented.
But your heart must be filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Lord filled to it. He filled it to really the light of the world. And that is the great joy. We have to strive and to try and to try. It is not try, it is trust, it is not do, but done. Our God has planned for us great victory.
You're listening to 94.1, The Chopping Channel.
This is the stupidest item I've ever presented.
Sounds like you got bees in the feed horn.
Listening on Studio One, tells your story done well for you. The folks in the city.
Just move it to the other side. You've got a long straight false edge on the top. You've got partially serrated, partially straight edge as well. And it's over 5 inches in the closed position. Now, John, at $19.95, you realize that that would be $240 as well in just that one case of knives. But we're also going to include one of the Frost Cutlery Custom ballistic nylon sheaths.
Oh, that's cool.
To go along with it. It's simply just due to the size of it.
Remember, the very first Pokemon card ever produced, it was before the Japanese Jungle, it was before the Japanese Booster, it was before the Japanese Gym Leader, it was before the Japanese Fossil, it was before the American First Edition Booster Box.
Where 13-year-olds own $200 Kate Spade handbags and vacation in Aruba. But as far apart as their worlds are physically, they come together at the pop culture drive. They come together at the pop culture drive.
Yes, me, yes, me. This got your daughter in a frenzy.
They come together at the pop culture drive.
Yes, me, this got your daughter in a frenzy.
My name is...
They both like the same music, shop at stores, and buy adult products like lipstick with girly names like Fruity Cutie and Sassy Strawberry.
Why is this girl laughing?
Call it today, it's because you're paying extremely too much for your phone bill.
How would you know?
Because I'm looking at it right now.
what does it say?
That you're paying up to $7.95 monthly fee.
Oh, no.
And that your local telecommunication has been available, am I correct?
I guess suddenly. It is.
Suddenly.
Okay. Sir.
But I have long distance with someone else.
I understand you have long distance with someone else. That's the reason why I'm calling you today. I'm calling you because I want to give you $3.95 a month, 7 cents a minute, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And also, I want to give you 100 free minutes.
You do?
Huh?
You do?
Yes, I'm going to give you 100 free minutes of calls, and I'm going to give you 10 free calling cards. Only thing you got to do is select a PIN number.
A PIN number? What does that mean?
Don't stop doing it!
Did your PIN number? Like an anniversary or a birthday or...
No, but I don't understand why. What does it have to do with pins?
I've got $28!
Okay, for your calling card.
And what is that exactly?
Okay, I'm giving you free calling cards for you to use.
But I don't think I know what that is.
A calling card?
I've never... I don't think I've ever used one.
Okay, a calling card. Okay, do you have family?
No.
$28! I've got $28!
Don't stop doing it!
Wait a minute! Wait!
I was a wife and mother with three kids in the middle of a divorce.
You're all alone, or are you just saying that?
Oh,
you're not all alone.
Oh, well, I called to order food to be delivered.
Don't stop doing it!
But I don't have family, no, it's just me.
Okay, well, say you have a car, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Say your car broke down, right?
Oh. Downloading another 10 in a row now.
Lighten up. And say you don't have pain.
Yeah.
Okay, you can just go to the payphone and whip out your calling card and use the number.
And that guard is massive. It's about 12 to 14 inches. The overall spread. Beautiful natural hardwood handle weighing in at about 8 to 10 pounds.
Being a remarkable set of knives. Well, there's 48 knives here, but Todd, we've still got a lot more to go.
Reaching lengths up to 53 inches.
They make it better, the Blastoise. And then we are going to party. It is party time. These people, I'm going to tell you something right now. Of all the Neo set, the Odero is the Charizard of the Neo. It is the new Charizard. It is the Dragon. It is 120 hit power. The only other card ever to do that is the Charizard.
Hey,
so addicted.
Okay, you could just go to the payphone and whip out your calling card.
What does that have to do with it?
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought that was you talking.
No, I don't. I thought it was you talking.
No, no.
That
Listen,
is the way they
is,
have it set up
this
here.
This is live Chopping Channel. We are ready to deal with any technical snafus that emerge. But I must say, this is very, very severe.
It has nothing to do with reality, believe me.
Well, how are we supposed to know?
In my headphones, we all sound exactly the same.
All right, then.
The meters show that, too. So,
well, Bud, you're going to have to be the one that says, you're going to have to be the one to tell us if there's something wrong, because we'll never know, because we're hearing another mix. Is that all right?
Yes. I mean, I think you're hearing your own music, are you not?
Yes, it's only you that's the
nightmare.
It's only
you that's 17
that's right.
times louder than anything else in the entire world.
It's a nightmare.
I can't help that. I can't
One,
talk
two,
quietly.
Three, four,
if I try
five.
To talk quietly just for your sake, then everybody is going to suffer.
Well, that wouldn't work, and it's true, because then the persons at home wouldn't be able to discern the bargains that are lining up at your door to be chopped, handled, manhandled, and distributed.
But I did enter your little cavern
to reach
the weatherman,
one,
who is going to very shortly bring us the weatherman's homemade music corner, a very special corner here
one,
on the Chopping Channel. Why
two.
Am I sounding like this now?
Well,
what?
I don't now. Why is there an echo on me?
I don't know. What happened?
What happened? Now there's
that's the weatherman. He's fooling around.
Oh, look
weatherman.
At the grin on his face.
You are messing up everything, weatherman. Let's all laugh like the weatherman. Well, we're all very excited here at the Chopping Channel tonight. As you know, we're here for 5 hours with the regular Chopping Channel crew and special guest CEO of Connect Canada Dry. The weatherman is here. He will be taking a club soda break later. But right now, it's time for the weatherman's homemade music corner. And what this is all about is yes, sure, you're right, correct. We here at the Chopping Channel spend a great deal of our time on the air selling you music. It's all for sale tonight. But we thought, since it's so close to Christmas, why not have a special feature that just sort of gives people an idea of how they can make their own music? You don't really have to buy it. And you can make music, whether you're a musician or not, right in your own home with your own utensils and appliances available to almost every human being in a modern society.
The mothership.
And to prove it, here's the weatherman. Good evening, weatherman.
Yeah.
And now,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
Am I extremely loud?
No, because I'm listening to you on the air.
Well, I wish that my other cohorts would find the same way to listen to the show, because they're all so upset that I'm just so terribly loud!
No problem at all, except I'm having a problem with this radio. I don't know what's going on here.
Well, are you ready, weatherman, with, your first demonstration. The weatherman is going to demonstrate how to make free music in your own home.
Believe it or not, this thing just might fail. I don't understand this. This earphone jack is completely broken here.
Well, since none of this music you're about to make is electronic in nature, I don't see how it could fail, since the only thing that fails is electronic-type devices. These are all manually operated musical devices.
I'll have to do it open mic. I thought I could plug it straight in. Let me try it again. Something's really strange here.
All right, let's get right to it. Weatherman, what is your first device?
Well, it's a TV remote control. Ooh, what's going on here?
Would you like a little echo?
No, there's something else just went wrong. I'm going to have to shut down. Everything is full level here, and I don't know why.
We just got here.
Yeah,
why,
I'm going to have to shut down.
Shut down.
Okay, it corrected itself.
All right. It always does.
Okay.
Here on the Chopping Channel.
Oh, I see what happened.
That's what happened.
Okay.
Now, to begin with, starting off, the weatherman who's been making this type of music in his house for many years is going to explain what he's doing. Aren't you, weatherman?
Well, I'm going to try.
Or are you going to shut down?
I don't know why these levels suddenly shot all the way up like that, but...
Welcome to the Chopping Channel, is all I have to say.
Things are not acting like they work in my living room at all for some reason here.
Velma, what was your last name again? I
forgot. Oh, it's Wallenrod.
Okay, I got the radio working
now. I hope
I
remembered. I've lost my pen.
Well, that's all right. People just call me Velma.
Velma Wallenrod.
Oh, my God, are you loud in that left channel? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, it's not my fault.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. I have been working for this network for 6 years. Look, and in all these years,
what you should do
never
is turn down your headphones when we're on the mic, and then turn it back up.
I think I'm ready now.
But then I'll whoa.
Turn it down. It won't hurt anything.
No, it's away from my ear. That's what we're all doing. Because you're only in the left channel that it's the problem.
I know. Well, when we're on mic, you could turn down your headphones because we're not really doing much. And then when I'm off mic, you can turn them back up.
Well, maybe you're right.
But let's not delay any longer. Let's not delay.
Yeah, that was a knock. Well, the weatherman is, for those of you out in radio land, the weatherman is entirely ensconced in a wonderful forest of electronic devices. Right now, he's holding up what looks like a coaxial cable, and I wonder where he got that cable from. I bet he didn't go and buy it at the local Radio Shack.
Velma, you're going to have to just butt out of this or it'll never
happen. I've
had this
wire for about 15 years, this particular piece.
All right, weatherman.
Butting out now.
Just you and I, weatherman. Let's get down to business. Your first device will be what?
I'm going to make a little musical sound on a transistor radio using a TV remote control. This isn't any remote. This is a universal remote control. And I'm going to see if I can remember how to set it to do this. It's set on one thing right now, so...
Universal, of course, the product of Fridatronics.
The volume up, it makes that sound.
Okay, now this is a TV remote?
Actually, this is a universal remote. It has auxiliary, VCR, cable, and TV on it.
I see.
It's a General Instrument XRC200.
But any remote would work?
Yeah.
Now, how are you getting this sound, and where is it coming out of?
Okay, it's actually coming out of the transistor radio. It's tuned at the bottom of the AM dial, and I'm simply in cable mode, and I'm pressing the volume up.
What is the last frequency on the AM dial to the left?
On this particular radio, it's 530.
530. You want to go below 530.
Actually, you go to 530.
530. There's no station at 530.
Actually, the emergency broadcast station in Martinez is on 530.
Oh, then we could be interrupted any moment with an attack warning.
It is possible, yeah. But just for Martinez. Yes! So,
well, who's going to attack Martinez and not everywhere else?
So I'm going to see if I can change this control so it'll make a variety of sounds, like all the different brands of cable boxes, for example.
All right, let's hear it.
So I've got to see if I remember how to do it. I've got to press the white cable button until all the buttons light up, and even that makes a funny little sound. Okay, now it's flashing. Now I'm going to press the power button, and then I'm going to press the up button. Actually, it's called cursor up. It's separate from the volume control. Okay, there's one. There's a different one. Yeah, it's starting to work. I'm changing through all the different brands of cable boxes now. You know what might be good? Why don't you give me this microphone, too, so I can put the other one near the radio. Can you do that?
I believe they're up.
Okay. All right. Well, then I guess you can hear me okay. I'm changing different brands of cable boxes. Oh, it programmed itself. That's why it's staying the same right now. I'm now going to switch to TV. I'm going to press the white TV button, until the cable, VCR, and auxiliary light up. There they did.
Now, for our one or two listeners at home, we want to be clear. You are holding a small transistor radio tuned to 530, the Martinez Emergency Channel, air channel.
Oh, that
wave.
Was a good one right
yes.
there.
Yes.
And the sound comes out of the speaker of the radio.
Yes, you hold when, the remote control
yes,
near the
yes,
radio.
Yes, right up it, to the radio. Yes.
And it makes a sound.
And it makes
I'm
a
going
sound.
Through all the different codes of different makes and models of TV sets now.
Now, Weatherman, why does it do that?
Because each TV set, ooh, and by the way, that one right there, I'll enter that one. That's my favorite one. That's Zenith remote control. That's Zenith. Oh, I like that one best of all.
That's a real good one, isn't it?
But I'm going to move right along here. I'm going to start it going into programming mode again. And if
let's hear Motorola. Come on.
Okay. If any of you at home have a universal remote control, pretty much they all work the same way. So the mode buttons, usually there's three or four of them. This one has auxiliary, VCR, cable, and TV. I'm now going to press auxiliary and hold the auxiliary white button until they all light up. Okay.
No.
Now the auxiliary light is flashing, and I'm going to press the power button. That engages it in search mode.
Holy God.
Now if I press what they call the up button, it changes.
Now, I think it's worth noting at this time, the phones are lighting up, and my manager is coming in to remind everyone, to remind me, to say to you that these are not for sale. This is the Weatherman's own device. If you're calling to order any of these chopped products, you will not be allowed to have them.
No,
this is purely,
this is not for sale.
Purely for your entertainment. We will return to the better bargains very soon.
This is purely an instructional feature, how you can make music at home
that
at no
correct.
Cost.
That's correct.
Except for the cost of that Fridatronics Universal Remote.
Okay, there wasn't very many good sounds on auxiliary. I'm going to go back to TV. I think it sounds better. So I'm going to press the OK button. And get out of auxiliary mode.
Weatherman, we have a call. Perhaps we could do a duet if someone at home is doing this right now over their
yeah.
phone. All right, let's
hold
see.
Your
let's
TV
see.
Remote next to your transistor
Good hello.
Radio when you call.
Good hello.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Don't you have your remote and your transistor radio
yeah.
out trying this yourself? What?
Have you got one? Can I hear it?
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear yours. No.
Wait a minute. That isn't right.
It's got to sound like that.
Get your TV remote control and a little portable AM radio.
Right.
And bring it up to the phone and press some buttons, and it should make a sound on the radio when you tune your radio to the bottom of the dial.
That's 530, the Martinez attack warning station.
I'm going to set this up in TV mode again and see if I can get some better sounds. I'm pressing the white TV button. It's flashing. Then the power button. Now the up button again. Yeah. What do I have to believe?
You better believe that you're a lady.
Well, he's making a lot of sense today.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, you are a lady, aren't you?
No, there is a lady here, and frankly, that's not he.
I'm not sure what brand that was. The only brand I really know is Zenith.
You're Mrs. Watermelon, aren't you?
I'm going through all the different makes and models of TV sets now.
Why don't you get rid of Mr. Non Sequitur and go on to the next call? Because I'm sure that someone else will offer... Oh, dear. Well, 848-4425 in the 510 area code if you'd like to bring your universal remote control to the phone.
And the ones we have are rarer than the set that I'm looking at. Am I right, Kenny?
Boy, that's a nifty one.
What brand is that?
I think it might be like Sansui or something. I never...
A good hello.
Yes.
You're on the Weatherman's Homemade Music Corner.
Do you have your TV remote with you?
Do you have any good guest passes?
Any good what?
Guest
passes.
Guest passes?
To what?
To clubs.
No. This is, we're not giving away any tickets tonight.
What are you doing?
This is the Chopping Channel.
The Chopping Channel.
It's the Chopping
Channel.
What
do you want me to do?
Well, right now, just listen. Unless you have a Fridatronics Universal TV remote.
I do.
All right. And you have a small transistor radio, perchance, with its own speaker?
Well, I do.
All right. If you would get those two things side by side in front of you, you can participate and have a duet with the weatherman on remotes and radios.
I do.
All right.
I think she wants to marry you.
Turn on your transistor radio and tune it to 530. That's way down the left hand of the AM dial.
Got it on.
Okay, there should be nothing there.
Just a little static, maybe.
Just a little static, maybe.
Just a little static.
Now, take your TV remote. What does she do now, weatherman?
Okay. Is the radio on?
Yes, it is.
Okay, what brand is your remote control? Okay, those are pretty good. Is it a universal remote or just a TV remote?
Just TV remote.
Okay. Press like the volume up button while holding it near the radio and hold it up to the phone. Wait a minute. That doesn't sound quite right.
This doesn't sound quite right at all.
Very frustrating.
People will just lead you along,
yes,
pretending to have a good time, and when it comes right down to the crucial moment where they have to perform,
they burn the gas fires.
My control went out of programming mode. I have to reset and start over again.
Uh-oh.
No problem. It's ready right now.
No, we used to be able to.
Well, thank you for calling, and stay tuned for those tickets. All right, if you can actually participate in the Weatherman's Homemade Music Corner by actually having an actual physical TV remote and an actual physical transistor radio...
Not your mouth.
...with its own speaker, not your mouth, and then give us a call right here at 848-4425.
I have a call.
There's Shopping Channel.
Oh, there's a call
coming
now?
In right now.
Yes,
great.
Good.
Maybe they did the right thing.
Good, hello. Want some tickets?
I don't want any tickets. I was wondering what the girl's name to play some beef last night that was Brazilian.
Whoa! What is he talking about?
He's talking about last night here at KPFA when someone else played something else.
Well, that wasn't the Chopping Channel.
Well, Brazilian hip-hop beat.
What? Now listen, what would make you think that I would possibly know the answer to that?
Well, because they're on the same radio station.
Think about it.
Here I am tonight doing this show. I wasn't here last night doing that show. We're all only here once a week. What makes you...
What kind of music is this? I don't get it. It's a bunch of noise.
This is the Chopping Channel.
It's a bunch of noise.
That's correct. It's the Chopping Channel.
So what's so fun about that?
Well, you're having fun, aren't you?
Sir, it's all good.
Come on, more fun than last night.
Look. No way, dude. You got some Brazilian, like, reggae shit that was fat.
Well, to tell you the truth, I have no idea.
I'll change the radio station about right now.
That's very good. Thank you. And
excellent.
That's a good idea.
The fewer people like that, the better. All right, here's our next caller.
Yes.
Yes.
Is this the California Shopping Channel?
No, this is the Chopping Channel.
The Chopping Channel?
Yes.
You have your TV remote.
Masking on it?
What? Pee on what?
Records with back masking on it.
Please state your question.
I want records with satanic messages gone backwards on them.
Oh, I get you. Satanic messages when played backwards.
Yes.
We have some of that.
We do.
We'll be getting to that later, right after we give away the tickets.
As I'm so fond of saying, Paul is dead, man. Miss him, miss him. It's a very easy to use phrase. I have to quit smoking. My emphysema is getting so bad.
As you can hear in the background, the weatherman still stepping up his remote through brand after brand, getting different sounds from his remote. Wow.
Hey, I'm having fun.
Of course. course you are. Everyone who listens to the Chopping Channel has fun.
You're tuned to 94.1.
But we have no tickets. No tickets. Ooh, what's that one?
I'm not sure. It's really interesting.
I thought you were giving away tickets.
No tickets here on the Chopping Channel. We...
What about those tickets? I'm having fun.
Well, there's another call coming in, and I bet that person will be... Would you like to give us a testimonial about the item that you purchased 25 minutes ago on this program?
Sure, why not?
This person is the proud owner of the machine gun generator. The machine gun generator, sold by Norelco, was offered once and once only. It's been modified to play the same sound over and over and over again in any configuration. And that poor fellow has been using it for the last 25 minutes. So thank you for that call. We do appreciate that.
I only have two remotes.
Oh.
Oh, she has one.
Do you have one with you right now?
Right here.
You okay.
Want some duck and I want some tickets.
You have a trip.
Excellent. No tickets, please.
Here's the other one.
Oh. Is that a Sony? It sounds a little bit like it might be a Sony.
No, that's a Toshiba.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. This is a TV remote.
All right. Does it have auxiliary, a VCR on buttons on it?
Oh, let me see.
Wait a minute. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's the real thing. I think we got one doing the right thing for the first time. Isn't that great?
Well,
I'm not doing anything.
If you stick with something long enough, it's bound to pay off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
Excellent work.
Thank you.
And you can do that with all of your remote controls. They all make different sounds.
Yeah.
In fact, I've learned most of the sounds... on my job, I can set up controls without even memorizing them because I recognize the sound the moment I hear it.
Yeah, they all
but
sound different.
For some reason, tonight I can't remember any brand except Zenith for some reason. They,
Yeah. We're living today in the middle.
Shut up, Thelma.
Oh.
Okay, well,
that's great. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Weatherman.
She is so cooperative and so successful that I really hate to get rid of her because now we have to turn to listen to this.
Hi, you're on the Chopping Channel. Let's hear about what you purchased just 25 minutes ago.
New tickets
to
left.
Such joy.
Yes, I'd like to talk about that.
Tickets?
Right. No, he doesn't want tickets, bud.
Well, good, because we
stop
don't
provoking.
Have
provoking.
I don't want to. I just want to play a game.
All right, let's play a game.
All right.
Okay, you start.
Hello?
Don't say hello.
Sorry. Hi?
You have a remote?
No. Yeah.
That's the game we're playing right now. We're making homemade music in the Weatherman's Homemade Music Corner, and we're making it exclusively with TV remotes and transistor radios.
All right, here's the deal. Here's the stuff that I have to play a game with. Are you ready?
Yes.
A 12-pack of Smirnoff Ice, 2 packs of Marlboro Reds, a 6-pack of Corona, and a case of Coors Original, and some cards, and 2 girls.
Well, it's a disappointing night.
Wait a minute.
Ooh, there's one. There's
I'm
one.
I'm hearing one. That sounds right. That's pretty good. That could be an off-brand. I don't recognize that sound.
Maybe it's from another world. They don't even have a voice.
That's pretty nice.
That's a Primestar remote control.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
those
Primestar.
Are good. Now, now, is that a universal remote?
It has universal capabilities, and it's coming through a realistic DX350 on long wave, which makes it much more sensitive to that frequency.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, it probably is. Well, I've got a VLF receiver in here, and in a little while I'll be demonstrating that.
That works here, too.
Down Excellent. At, like, 10 kilohertz.
I'm watching the weatherman's face simply light up in delight at his new partner in crime.
I just purchased a R388 URR military receiver, which covers everything from 5
100 kilohertz to 332 megahertz in it. It's been a lot of fun.
Is that an older one with tubes?
Yeah, it's got 26 tubes in it, and it was used by the Navy and several other branches of the service.
I'll bet it's got a lot of 6AU6s in it.
Yeah, it does.
Or 6BA6s. And the
6AU6s are in the IF amplifier.
Yep.
And, yes, in the
And then maybe it's got 6BE6 in the converter stage. Or it's probably got triple conversion.
It is triple conversion. It has a crystal oscillator in the second mixer, or the second IF. And it has the good old Collins mechanical filters in it.
Oh, boy, that's nice. That's kind of... I've got an old radio sitting in a closet. What is it? It's a Hammerland SP600.
That's in the class of this radio. That's what's commonly known as a boat anchor. You can get on the internet and learn all about its little...
I'd like to fix it up someday. I got it from one of my customers where I work on the Playboy channel.
There is a guy that is on the internet, and if you just punch in SP600 into any...
Oh, that's great. I'll have to look that up.
Or just type in boat anchor.
Excellent.
And all them old tube radios come up, because that's right in the same class of this radio.
Yeah, I thought so.
But yeah, I used to use the little radio just to test the remote controls to make sure they were working.
Yeah, I've learned some of the tones, so when I'm doing my service calls, I can set them up just by listening.
I just don't want to turn my VCR off because it's recording the show.
Oh, that's right.
If you're looking at the card right now, I believe that's the Clarence.
All right,
thanks a lot. You have a good night.
Will do. And how about a little bit of that the Reaper song? Chop that up for me, okay?
We might be able to get to that. That'll come right after our really dope reggae beat.
No, we won't, because I didn't bring it. Because
oh dear.
Because come on, Bud. You should have brought that.
No, I just played it the other week, and I figured, no, I have plenty of other stuff. I won't replay that. So I didn't bring it. How would I know that two people would request it?
I thought it was me the other time, too.
Oh, well, how would I know that one person would request it twice?
All right, let's make a call. We'll catch it later.
Uh-oh.
Good night.
Good night, and thank you very much.
All right, the guy on the other line with the mixing table who couldn't get through and have anybody pay any attention to him, so he hung up. You shouldn't do that.
What
you
was
should
that
just
all
be
about?
Patient and wait because I don't know.
He said something about a cellular telephone. Now, weatherman, would a cell phone be able to transmit sounds that would be heard on the radio, such as you described?
Actually, my Motorola Nextel does that. When I'm on a service call trying to get a digital converter working and I'm having to call dispatch, when I'm talking on it, it makes kind of a funny sound in the TV speaker.
There
when
it is
I'm
again,
transmitting.
That horrible noise.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Hey, weatherman.
Yes, I'm here.
Do you know anything about the standard signal generators?
What do you mean by standard? That can cover a lot of things.
It's an old general radio type 1021A.
Is it an RF generator or an audio oscillator?
It's a UHF unit.
Oh, okay. Well, you can transmit signals, and if it's accurate, that's how you align radio receivers. It probably transmits probably a few milliwatts at 50 to 75 ohms impedance, something like that.
So it would just make a tone to a receiver somewhere?
Actually, what's the lowest frequency it transmits on?
You know, I just got it.
Because if it transmits on something you can pick up, you can test it and listen for a signal.
It's an oldie. I don't have a power cord for it.
Doesn't it have like a scale and a dial with numbers on it?
Yeah.
Like in megahertz or kilohertz?
Yeah. One dial with microvolts.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's the power output, probably.
We are living today in the middle.
Looking at about a $50 hologram.
Yeah, and what's the frequency in megacycles, the lowest one?
Like 900.
Oh, okay. You probably don't have any radios that'll pick that up. If it was down like 100 megahertz, you could pick up the signal on an FM radio. It would just be a what they call a carrier with nothing on it. Oh, yes, if it's accurate. Absolutely. Do you have a TV remote with you by any chance? Oh, okay. Well, you know what I'm doing. You can try this off the air sometime. It's a lot of fun. I often do this at work and just to bug my fellow employees. I think it'll make like a hissing noise if you move the magnet real fast up near the antenna and pull it back again.
Hold it! This is the Chopping Channel with Wobbly the Jet Black Hair People and our special guest, the President of Canada Dry, the Weatherman.
The Musical Revolution.
And we're here until 5 a.m. this morning. 5 hours of Over the Edge and the Chopping Channel. All noise, no fun, no tickets.
And no legal IDs. You forgot to do one at the top of the hour.
This is KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno.
I know we're going to be getting this probably a 4 minute clock very soon because I'm understanding right in my ear right now we now are down to the final 15 boxes.
Final 15 boxes of music to go here. We're selling music all night long on the Chopping Channel. And as we wind our way out of the Weatherman's Homemade Music Corner, don't worry, he'll be back with more fascinating techniques for making free music in your own home.
Rockfield, if we can hardly keep up. The same revolution is shaking classical music, too.
And now don't go off to saw some wood yet. Not if you like noise, because at 4 a.m. we have the Noise Barn Special. That's right. At 4 a.m., after the Musically Wimpy have passed out for the night, we'll bring you all the Noise Barn Special. Pure noise for all you noise hounds and noise collectors at 4 a.m., chopped noise as only we can bring you. Don't let it go by.
All right, that's enough.
You should at least get a television set. But I don't want a television set. You can't sit around here with nothing to do.
Max Postman is singer and guitarist for No Talent, period.
We can't, you know, we're certainly trying to hold it for you, but we will try and hold it. We certainly will do our best to hold it for you. You ain't ever going to see anything like this again.
It's difficult, isn't it?
Adult products like lipstick with girly names like Fruity Cutie and Sassy Strawberry.
It's hard not to hear this kind of description and just be knocked out and by the sort of gee whizness of it all.
Never seen it before. You're never going to see it again.
Bump it up on the 16. Let's do it with the crow's foot, another one of our custom lock blades. Check this knot out. At $1.99, I'm holding a knot that you very well know, as well as I do, John. You're not going to walk in any type of retail store across this country and find it for $1.99. If you did, you'd buy them all, because that's just unheard of. With the
Beethoven is true. Not that Beethoven is true. Not that Beethoven is through, not at all. Rauschenberg and Warhol mean the end of Rembrandt. It's just that there's a new electricity and excitement in our young composers. The lid's off. Our young composers. The lid's off.
We'll show you something what I mean.
The program consisted of foreign language and public affairs shows, but the real riches were found in the wee hours of the morning.
Aside the old rules for making music and inventing new kinds of sonic experience for today's listeners. The age of the computer has put fabulous new electronic instruments at their disposal. And in a world of instant creation and communication, any sound, any music, and any instrument is fair game for fresh invention. Historic, even... Historic masterpieces of music can serve as the raw material. Here is how harmonic.
Are you dapper?
Stone equipment and reek.
Are you dapper?
Hundreds? Thousand? Well, I've got news for you if you don't already know it. You don't call on any different people. Not any different people. People are all the same. And people don't buy what they think they need, they buy what they feel they want in their hearts.
Are you dapper?
Accustomed to the slow, easy pace of the tropics, you'll go crazy with that hustle-bustle and razzle-dazzle of the big city. People are all basically the same. Maybe they sometimes go at things a little differently, but everyone wants the same things out of life, the same things you want. People are generally pretty nice, too. But as a salesman, there's one thing you'd better never forget. Everybody's interested first in himself.
Recent developments in electronic equipment have made astonishing alterations of sound possible during live concert performances.
This isn't being selfish or egotistical, it's just the way things are.
Saxophones.
I'm interested in me, you're interested in you. As I said before, you have to know your product or service backwards and forwards.
Those sounds were produced on a 150-year-old instrument called the grand piano.
Saxophones.
If a question comes up, you have to be able to answer it. But especially during the approach, your prospect doesn't want to know what's in the product. What he wants to know is, what's in it for me?
By the way,
you see, actually, the prospect isn't interested in your product at all. All he really wants to know is what it will do for him. Not what it is, what it'll do.
By the way,
club soda? Anyone?
Are you dapper?
Would anyone like some club soda? I have excess club soda. Would anyone care for club soda? Club soda, anyone? Club soda, anyone?
Are you dapper? Saxophones.
All they wanted was a hole.
Saxophones.
All they wanted was a hole.
Saxophones.
They wanted was a
saxophone. Saxophones.
They are from Variations 2 by John Cage. Perform scraping bits of material or in plumas new plus and new composer Karlheinz Stockhausen was the pick's anonymous.
So remember, nobody ever buys from you because you're a nice fellow.
Now, what about today's sophisticated electronic equipment?
Because you represent a fine company. Those things are important, sure. But the only real reason anybody ever buys is because he recognizes it is to his benefit to own the thing you're selling. And the only way to make him even listen to you is to hit him in the heart.
Come on!
Each and every card is so individual.
It's your price, I think it is, and the local folks will buy.
I mean, these guys, I just want you all to know, these cards came out in 1996.
Started with a spade and...
Come on! Come on!
All right, chopping shoppers. I've just been handed a note in my ear that we have cleared the copyright on Solarinite. That's right, we have cleared the copyright on Solarinite. So we're going to play that for you right now. It's half price.
You speak of Solarinite. The Solarinite is a way to explode the actual particles of sunlight. Even now, your scientists are working on a way to harness the sun's rays. The rays of sunlight are minute particles. Is it so far from your imagination they cannot do as I have suggested? Why, a particle of sunlight can't even be seen or measured. All you of Earth are idiots.
You just hold on, Buster.
No, you hold on. Can you see or measure an atom? Yet you can explode one. A ray of sunlight is made up of many atoms.
So what if we do develop this Solarinite bomb? We'd be even a stronger nation than now.
Strong. You see? It's because of men like you that all must be destroyed. You see? Your stupid minds. Let him finish. Take a can of your gasoline. Say, this can of gasoline is the sun. Now, you spread a thin line of it to a ball. Representing the Earth. But just what is it? You see? Your stupid minds! Stupid! Stupid!
That's all I'm taking from you.
Get back here, you jerk! All you of Earth are idiots.
You just hold on, Buster.
No, you hold on. Now, the gasoline represents the sunlight, the sun particles. But just what is it? You see? Your stupid minds! Stupid! All I'm taking from you. Get back here, you jerk! You see? All you of Earth are violent. That's all I'm taking from you. Let him finish. Here we saturate the ball with the gasoline. And we put a flame to the ball. The flame will speedily travel around the Earth, back along the line of gasoline to the can, or the sun itself.
But that's impossible.
Stupid! You see? Stupid!
Like you, that's all I'm taking from you.
Get back here, you jerk! You see? Stupid! 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 That's all I'm taking from you. Get back here, you jerk! Let him finish. Stupid! It will explode this source and spread to every place that gasoline our sunlight touches.
But just what is it?
Stupid! That's all I'm taking from you. Get back here, you jerk!
It's because of
stupid
men like you that all must be
stupid. That's all I'm taking from you. Get back here, you jerk! Let him finish. Explode the sunlight here, gentlemen. You explode the universe. Because all you of Earth are idiots. Your stupid minds, headstrong. That's all I'm taking from you, violent. Get back here, you jerk! Stupid! Let him finish. You see? Get back here! Let him finish. Explode the sunlight here, and a chain reaction will occur direct to the sun itself and to all the planets that sunlight touches.
You speak of Solarinite.
Stupid!
First was your firecracker. That's all I'm taking from you.
Get back here, you...
My friend, you have seen this incident based on sworn testimony. Can you prove that it didn't happen? Perhaps on your way home, someone will pass you in the dark. And you will never know it, for they will be from outer space. God help us in the future.
That this is one. If
there's
you
another
right,
one. You guys are watching me do this. This is not like I'm just saying. I mean,
Betty's no magician.
Dinosaur. Look at this.
What about today's sophisticated electronic equipment and the sounds it can generate itself without human performers?
Why is this girl laughing?
Synthesizer at Columbia University.
What's up with the giggles and grins?
No, they've authorized
the... Music lovers, even you, are usually shocked or confused by avant-garde music. True. By avant-garde music.
5 years from now.
I'll tell you what I'm gonna do.
But we eventually accept.
Why is this girl laughing?
Verse, even you are usually shocked or confused by avant-garde music.
What's up with the giggles and grins?
But we eventually accept it, as we have Ives and Mahler. We all follow where the artists lead us. They are tremendous experts. All follow where the artists lead us. They are our Columbuses, our Galileos, our Lewis and Clarks.
Oh, yeah!
Our Edisons. Their special creative equipment enables them to push back the frontiers and give us room to grow.
These phone lines.
Starting with a stainless steel blade with a Roswell 150-658 on the Roswell scale. And look how not only can I open it with one hand, I can close it with one hand as well, and I can actually adjust the tension sitting on this blade.
You want to see what's going on?
Thank you.
Another method is now available that makes possible the compression of recorded speech without distortion in vocal pitch or quality.
I don't even know who that is.
Who is that? It is called the sampling method.
Facilities for...
In this method, not all of the original recording is reproduced. Instead, brief samples of the original recording are periodically discarded. The resulting gaps are closed, and the remaining samples are reproduced at the speed used during recording.
I'm going to tell you something.
The facilities for composing electronically are now enormous.
And beer is a food.
This is where the young composers are headed with their ring modulators, computers, and Moog synthesizers.
You can look for me.
Urgent, exhilarating search for new sounds, new combinations. Let's listen to this new generation of composers.
Utility clip built into the back of it.
The duration of discarded samples is still short, but the ear cannot detect their absence, and shorter than even the shortest speech sound. Thus, no speech sound can ever be entirely discarded.
wet look lipstick is here.
To illustrate, imagine that a tape containing speech recorded at 15 inches per second has been cut into half-inch segments. And that these segments have been numbered consecutively. Now, if all of the even-numbered segments are thrown away and the odd-numbered segments are joined together again, the resulting tape will be only half as long as the original tape. And if it is reproduced at the recording speed of 15 inches per second, only half as much time will be needed to play it.
Stay tuned for even better bargains on the Chopping Channel.
Who's that?